Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey guys. Hey, what's all you cool cats and kittens. This is fucking Carol Baskins. And I think that it's just ridiculous.
And this is Joe Exotic.
Carol Baskins.
Killed her dumbass cycling. She's always on a bike. Why? Is fake.
Because she's so just fake. So peaceful.
And you did a really good impression of her laugh. I made notes about that on this episode. We're going to get into that laugh. What is up with it? Her laugh is like maniacal.
It is so fake.
It comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden she'll just, like, at the most inappropriate time sometimes, she'll be like, like, what the?
She's a fake bitch.
Well, let's be careful what we say, because she'll come after us. We find out a lot in this episode. But we'll get into that. So, yeah, we're on Tiger King episode 4.
Finally.
Brenda.
I'm Linda. That's Leroy.
You guys know him by now.
He was being
very good right before we started. So let's hope he gets back to it.
He hates our job. All right, Leroy.
I don't want you guys to hate him, though. Listeners.
Look at him.
He is being kind of a punk ass bitch right now, but he's normally.
You're right. I'm gonna need you to get your head.
He's
off
literally
my
putting
arm.
His head on Linda's lap. Wow. Yeah. Since this quarantine thing started, he's gotten very spoiled. I'm sure some of you little dog people can understand. And he kind of is a jerk sometimes when I'm trying to work. I don't want to do my work.
I gotta play a little bit of something else.
So, the song that the intro, or the episode starts
Leroy
with?
Leroy literally just pushed his snout into my hand to knock my phone out of my hand.
He acts like Linda is his sister, like his punk-ass little sister. Yeah. Even though you're his godmother, he definitely just used his nose to try to low-key knock your phone out of your hand.
I'm trying to figure out, I gotta pick which part to
Oh, what song... So we're not doing a very good job right now.
No, we're not. No, I've got it. Here we go.
I already lost the podcast. All right.
He's not going to sue us because he wants the permission. He's in jail. What's he going to do?
But this is my song. I love the
video. This is my favorite one, I think. Come on, get to it.
I like the part where he says something about a heart.
Ew.
What's he doing? Getting his blood donated?
Alright.
What is he talking about?
That's enough. I don't know.
That.
In the video, he's getting like an injection.
I thought, okay.
I don't understand.
They just showed in the beginning of the episode, they showed just the very beginning of that music video, and he's like getting his coffee, and he's like, I get up, I go to work.
Yeah.
It's just like your classic little 90s freaking country song.
I like it. I like his music. Can't stand him.
I mean, it's definitely simple music.
He gets on my nerves at this point in the show.
He does?
I mean, should we start now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to just get straight into it?
Is this where we should put an ad?
Yeah. We're not on our A game today.
Hey,
Red.
We're back.
So that song is called Bring It On, I think.
Yeah, so the episode starts with Bring It On. I wrote, you know, good song. He's making coffee. He's singing in a studio. He's getting his life. I like it. It's my favorite song so far.
And I have something to say, since Linda thinks that he's lip syncing, and the
jury's
still out for me. I'm not decided fully, but he was in the recording studio, which I'm sure they could have just dubbed over that. But he was also in the truck, like with the documentary crew. I can't talk. He was in the truck with the documentary crew and that tiger, remember? And he was singing. He was like, I just like to listen to my own music. Yeah. And he was talking all about his music. And he was singing along with the song. And did it not sound like him?
Yeah.
He was singing to that tiger.
I made a note of that.
He had a big-ass tiger in the front seat of his truck with him.
Yeah, I wrote, he uses music as a misscape, from reality. He drives around and listens to himself singing. It kind of sounds like him in this time. And there's a tiger in the fucking passenger seat. And he thinks he's fucking Tony Montana.
He does have a really weird sense of ego that is kind of, in a weird, dumbass way, it is kind of charming. Like, he believes in himself, man. At least most of the time. We're going to see he kind of starts falling apart in this episode. But for the most part, he is selling that image. Like, he is faking it till he makes it, like, in every degree. And he's trying so hard to be famous on every level. Like, he's trying to be a radio artist. He's trying to have his own talk show. He's trying to have his own reality show. He's trying to kill Carol Baskin.
To him.
I mean, he's got a lot of plans.
He's got a lot going on, and I think doing a good job at promoting himself, and I think we need to be more like him.
He's a heck of a promoter, but you know what?
His internet show reminds me of our podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's not go that far, because he does some freaked up shit in this
episode. I'm just saying, the fact that it's just him by himself, like, nobody's... He's
just
laughing at himself, and, like, nobody is watching this, buddy.
Frank, or whatever the hell his name is, Kirkham, Rick, he said that he would get like 80-some viewers, but yeah, that's not a whole lot, but he acts like it is. He acts like he's a worldwide phenomenon all the time.
Yeah, which is what I do.
Yeah.
I have a podcast.
Good goals.
I'm
just pretend we're super famous, and then maybe it'll just happen like the
secret. I have a podcast. Do you have a podcast? Probably, because everybody has podcasts.
I mean, we still don't have any equipment, but we'll get there.
We need to get a little... That's what we'll do. Get a little more... Dad told me to tell you... He said to file for unemployment because he knows, like, three people that are getting, like, $800-something a week.
For unemployment? But I'm technically employed.
Oh, well, he told me to do it, so maybe I can do it and then buy some microphones.
You to tell me to do it?
He told me to tell you to help me do it, but
I can help
you
do it.
You don't have internet, so.
I'm getting internet. We have a podcast and I don't even have the internet, you guys. Not
this
yet.
This is all from the phone. You heard the Anchor ad. This is all from the app.
Yeah, I just have silly... Anchor apps and silly AT&T service, but I am getting internet this week. We're gonna have Wi-Fi. We'll finally like get an actual little gig set up on my laptop.
Maybe we'll actually get an appointment. Maybe hopefully I will maybe look into saving money to invest into maybe a microphone first.
Yeah, if you guys really like this,
one
and
microphone,
think we're pretty cool.
And put it in the middle.
All I need is one mic.
Just for now.
We need one of those K-pop things, too.
We start getting paid from the ads, though. We can't.
Guess this is what I'll do this week. We'll do homework a little bit.
God.
We have to do podcast homework,
homework
if we're going to hit it. I will get... I already lost my train of thought. Oh, I'll get the Patreon. I think the Patreon page is actually technically finished. I just need to, like, add more information, but... Yeah, for all you rich cats and kittens out there that want to listen to us.
Can you imagine?
And want to help us buy some effing equipment, we do have a Patreon page. I understand a lot of people are going through hard times right now and can't afford it, and that's fine. We love you just for listening.
We're not even providing anything for Patreon yet.
But I have the page up that you can, I guess it's like $1, $5, $10 type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, you don't have to.
All right, well, that's the plan. So
thanks.
Back to the episode.
All right, I gotta get my notes back, dude.
There's a prepaid call from Joe Exotic. I don't know if you made any notes about that.
Ooh, wait, I made a note about that song. The next song. We'll have to look it up and play it later, but it's called In This Old Town.
When did he say
they,
that?
Like, cut right, and they must have cut right to it, because it's the very top of my notes. It's a really good one. It's the one that he says, it still haunts me, or something like that.
I must have been dozed.
It was at the very beginning. But his voice is very different. Like, his talking voice is very different than his speaking voice.
Sorry, guys. Here's some ASMR for you.
No.
Guys, just some,
I hate
a little bit of ASMR, because I got to open this real quick.
Sorry. I'm about to pause your ass.
No.
Okay, we're back. Sorry, I had a freak out. I didn't want the ASMR on our podcast.
I needed a cookie in my hands. And the cookie was wrapped up. Okay, so what were we talking about?
His speaking voice. I just keep thinking about it, whether or not he's lip syncing. It's just kind of oddly fascinating me. So his speaking voice is very different than his singing voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be upfront about that.
But, I mean, when he was singing in the car, it did.
People change their singing voice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My next note is, okay, it cuts to him, like, in the jail. What was your next note? He's, like, on the phone in the jail, mm-hmm. and there he's talking about how him and Carol, like, honestly, they made money off of each other. And that got me thinking, like, do you think that part of this thing was just, like, a publicity and it wasn't really
for
as
him?
Real as they're making it out to be?
No, I think he's psycho.
Okay.
I think it's real. I think she's psycho, too.
I think they're both pretty crazy.
He calls her a murderous, murdered her husband, fed him to the tigers, crazy bitch out there.
Oh my God.
That's what he calls her.
And Howard is just as much involved in all this,
Howard
too.
Freaks me out.
Howard loves, like, that scene, they cut to a scene where he's, like, showing them all of his filing cabinets of information that he has on Joe. And it's, like, 4 or 5 full filing cabinets, mm-hmm. like huge filing cabinets, and he seems to be like kind of bragging about it. Like, I think he likes to be messy in this just as much as Carol.
Well, that was my next note, that Carol and her husband have filing cabinets full of legal shit, and they show Carol updating her little dorks on her video. Ugh, and there's no poop from Frosty.
No poop from Frosty. They say that she gets, like, millions of viewers, though.
I bet she does, because people like live animal cams. I do.
I think her videos are boring, but
I think her voice is boring.
Maybe it's her that's boring me. But she does start suing Joe.
Mm-hmm.
This is when shit hits the fan. Joe hits the fan, because Carol starts suing him. He starts antagonizing her more and more. He makes, like, what does he do with the name? Like, he changed his name.
Big Cat Rescue Entertainment.
And he was using, like, her logo and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sounded like he did legit violate some copyright stuff.
Yeah.
So she definitely took him to court for that. And, I mean, he's talking to a mannequin on his talk show, his live internet imaginary talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, asking it if Don...
Is Don really a septic tank?
Yes. I knew you'd think that part was funny. Is Don on a septic tank? I mean, it just gets worse and worse throughout the episode with mannequins, blow-up dolls that are always Carol. I mean, I'll just be real. Eventually, he shoots the bitch. He shoots the blow-up doll. I mean, if that were me, if I were the blow-up doll...
That's crazy.
I were Carol, I would not like that.
Yeah, he's crazy.
So she starts suing the shit out of him.
She laughed about it, though.
Yeah, but in that weird laugh, we never know if she's being authentic or not. I don't think she knows. Sorry.
I think that she's covering something up.
I think
she's trying to be cool.
She might just be one of those people that doesn't really have a lot of human emotion, so she doesn't always know where to insert it correctly. Like a robot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she thinks, okay, now's the time that I gotta laugh again. And then she's like, ah!
That's what she
like, loses it for a minute.
Why did it take $47,652,000 to put on the fur ball to only raise $45,000?
The fur ball. Yeah. What's up with that? What was the fur ball?
Some weird swingers shit.
It looked like a swingers party, but yeah, that's a good point though, Joe. I mean, you spent 47 on the fur ball, but you only raised 45, so you actually lost money for the cats.
Oh my god, the show, man.
Can you believe how expensive it is to take care of these damn cats?
Yeah.
I mean, they're huge tires, but it's like, they talk about it later on in the episode. I think he said like $60,000 to $70,000 a month. That's at Joe's place. $60,000 to $70,000 a month he just to take care of. It wasn't Joe that said it. It was Eric, and I trust him.
Which one?
Eric Cowley. You know, Evan Dando.
Yeah. Craig Conant.
Yeah, my boy. I trust him, man. I don't think he's bullshitting. Because he's honest.
I trust him more than anybody on the show.
And he gets really, man, I felt for him in this episode because he talks a lot about how, like, kind of let down he was in Joe and disappointed, and we'll get into it, but Joe goes off the rails here pretty soon. Like, full blown.
Rick Kirkham, our boy, Hunter
mm-hmm.
fucking Thompson, said he could give a crap about his internet show.
Oh, yeah, he talked some shit about the internet show. He said he was just
fucking shit about the internet show.
Yeah, man.
He was just there to get the background.
He wanted the background to do his own little freaky reality show that was probably going to be exploiting Joe and making fun of him.
It was probably going to be really good,
too. It was probably going to be my favorite show. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, he did. He was like, I didn't give a shit about that rinky-dink little internet show. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to get in to the action, but he was like, I didn't realize he was living there. So, like, he was like an informant.
Yeah, basically. He was really tired.
He was very tired.
He was tired.
Somebody called him a gay gun, not Rick, but somebody called Joe a gay gun-toting redneck with a mullet. I think he called himself that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a good tagline. I would watch that.
It is, I would. Well,
at least if it was funny.
If it was like, the simple life, kind of. Like, you know what I mean?
Like he travels?
No, like... No, that's not what I'm thinking of.
The simple life?
No.
Like barnwood builders?
Like, I don't know, man.
It would just be a crazy-ass show.
Like, it's kind of making fun of him.
Like Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
I mean, I loved Jersey Shore, and I felt like they were kind of getting made fun of. Or they were just kind of doing it to themselves. But
yeah.
He would do it to himself, inevitably. Hello.
He says that Joe watched a shot of him sitting in his throne over and over and over.
Yeah, that was a good shot. I'll be honest. He did look pretty cool.
Yeah. He was firing those people.
Oh, my God. Wait, before that, did you notice how he was talking to the camera. They were doing all these, like, promo shots for his supposed reality show that was going to happen. I guess Rick was trying to sell it to the networks or whatever. And Joe walks towards the cameraman with the gun pointing at camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That made me nervous right off the bat. And then he fires it, like, right above the cameraman's head, looked like. Mm-hmm. Like, he's starting to come unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's even before all this other shit that's about to happen. But he is starting to come unhinged for real. Like, I would quit that job if he did that to me.
Yeah. Like, he's psycho.
Gotta go. This guy's got way too many guns and he's losing his mind. Okay, so then they start talking about how badly he wanted to be famous. Like, he wanted to be more famous than he wanted to care for those cats.
Kind of right. Thing. That's when Cowie was all sad.
Yeah, man. He was let down. And he freaking shot that blow-up doll.
I made a note. I guess I was talking about Eric because I forgot his name. I wrote, Blondie says Joe spent more time on the Carol shit than taking care of the cats. And it was a good thing that he was there.
Yeah. I feel pretty good about him being there because I think he actually cared about the cats and he really took it as a full-time job. And like, I like to think, I mean, they were still like, I guess abusing animals, but at the end of the day, but I think Eric took his job seriously at least and wasn't like killing them.
Yeah.
And he was upset, it seemed, that Joe was just kind of like, on this kick. He would not let it go. Like, every clip they kept showing his internet show, he's just talking to the blow-up doll and shooting the blow-up doll and telling the blow-up doll he's going to shoot it between its eyes. And
yeah, he's really aggressive with the blow-up doll. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Gun stuff freaks me out.
Too much gunplay.
It's, like, way too much gunplay.
Way too much.
It, like, makes me really nervous. Like, he is someone I would not be able to be, like, within, like, 500 feet of, because I would be afraid of someone getting accidentally shot.
Same. Especially if they're not sober. Always,
yeah. Look.
Hey, I like a good time, but
I do too.
Once alcohol and guns start
I'll tolerate mixing, alcohol and drugs. I won't tolerate alcohol, drugs, and guns.
And once you bring guns up in here,
Nope.
Not doing it.
Nope, I can't trust anyone.
I would probably hang out with Joe maybe once or twice, but I would have, like, a clause. Like, if I'm going to hang out with you, no, you don't pick up that fucking gun. And if you do, I'm out.
If you do, I shoot you.
If you do, game over. And he also makes a lot of threats. Like, he keeps threatening
every day
of his life that he's going to kill some people. It's just kind of like, what? He's charming, but, like, I can only take so many death threats.
Yeah. Look, he's unhinged.
He's unhinged, is for sure. He... oh my gosh, hold on. What's up with that guy and the monkey?
I don't know, dude. I kind of don't know.
They keep cutting to him and he's just playing with this monkey the whole time.
I never make a note about him because I can never remember his name and I never know.
It's Tim Stark. I finally wrote it down because I have the same problem.
It's
I can never remember.
To write guy with monkey, so I never make a note about him.
They do interview him and then they get, oh my god, what did you think about the rabbit picture?
I'm confused. About the whole rabbit situation.
Okay. I can try to explain it if you want.
Okay.
I mean, it's from what I understand. So,
because Carol's explanation didn't really do it for me.
Her explanation never does it for me. She's always vague. She always throws that weird laugh in there and acts like it's no big deal, but she always laughs at the weirdest time in her sentence.
Yeah. She was talking about, so these people, their favorite cats are getting fed and... I was like,
she's tired of explaining it to people. And that's when she started laughing. But so she said that they basically three of her workers, her volunteers rather, killed these rabbits. I guess maybe they were breeding the rabbits to kill for
how are they
for the cats?
Because Joe said that their heads were bashed in. But it didn't really look like that.
It looked like they'd been like shot with some kind of dart or gun. I don't know. They were bloody. And there was like three women holding these bunnies up that were dead, clearly, and they were smiling, like they were happy, but
yeah.
She was like, they were just happy that their tiger, our favorite tigers were getting fed that day because we were low on food. But Joe took it like out of control and started posting that picture everywhere and, started dressing up in a bunny suit. Protesting outside our house.
I don't know how I feel about the bunny suit. It confuses me and it threw me off. But I do kind of get his point about this picture with the rabbits is weird and she didn't really explain it.
Yeah.
Like, how were these rabbits killed, Linda? And, like, why are they, like,
he
should apologize
for
this picture. Maybe it's a little bit much.
Yeah.
Like, talking about breeding animals. You're breeding animals to kill, so bye.
I guess, yeah, what he was saying is they're killing more animals to be fed, where, I mean, he's not doing much better because he's feeding his animals stale, bad meat off a dump
Nobody's
truck.
Doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'm just saying.
I get this time.
I don't get the bunny suit, and I don't get what that little protest was about. That he was doing.
He just found another way to antagonize her online, basically. I mean, and he like had like people dressed up as tigers.
That were like eating
they
him.
Had signs.
There's blood all over him.
It was pretty weird. It's a full blown like photo shoot.
He has his nipples pierced and he has tattoos of bullet holes in his chest.
Dude, that part confused me. I thought he was actually shot for a minute.
No, those are tattoos.
Those are just tattoos.
I remember seeing them earlier.
Yeah, the first time I saw him in that photo shoot with his husbands, I thought they were makeup, like, just for the photo shoot.
That's why I was so confused. I was so confused.
Second time, I thought he might have gotten shot.
No.
All right.
He also posts pictures of Carol's face on guys in diapers.
Oh, yeah. That, he did say some pretty bad things.
He compares her crotch to a blobfish.
Yeah, that was, that part would have hurt my feelings. But it, I mean, you know what? I think it's not illegal.
It's not illegal to bully people online. I mean, it can be, I guess, if she kills herself, but...
They explain how she got them, because she made the pictures copyrighted. So, somebody said that she paid those three chicks, like, $5 to copyright their picture, and then got him on copyright infringement. And then he didn't have anything in his name, so, and she's doing...
I liked that part. He said he doesn't own anything. The bus isn't mine. The cars aren't mine. I'm not stupid.
He started laughing about it. I'm not stupid. His little face was, like, excited when he was telling us that.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid. But, yeah, he did. He got everything out of his name. And then she came after him for all of his assets, which I thought was interesting. They had that sheet of all of his assets. She wanted two green lawn chairs.
Yeah, the list of assets was funny.
Oh, you know what was really funny? When he started shooting his own assets.
Well,
that was... He's unhinged. He's off his rocker.
Taped that watch to a rock or something.
He started taping and he was like, "Hey, Carol, I heard you want my watch."
Yeah.
She was collecting all his assets. So he tapes it to the stump of a tree and then shoots it. And then he did the same with his own bed.
Yeah.
He shot up his bed and, like, exploded
meth.
It.
That's meth activity.
You think?
Yeah. He is on super meth. That's not normal to do.
Okay? I mean, it was just totally lined up with his paranoia.
The fact that it's all taped and on video, like, he's just doing it for an audience. It's really not normal.
True, though. This is the episode where they finally do talk about the drug use openly. I think it's in a little bit. I don't think it's for a while.
Did they? Because I was kind of zoning out during this episode. I was, like, super tired.
Yeah, I'm going to get... I have it in my notes. They do eventually... They do come clean and say that there was meth involved. There was a lot of meth, that Joe was doing it, that the boys were, I always call them the boys, but his husbands, John and Travis, were doing it. They talk fully in this episode about Travis was absolutely, like, addicted to meth.
I thought that was the next episode.
Fudge. It is. Just kidding. They do talk about...
Whatever.
It's all coming up. I'm pretty sure they talk about meth in this episode, too. But, anyway... It does appear to be, well, he's just not in his right mind.
I mean, you can tell they're on meth without them telling you they're on meth. So, it's not a spoiler. If you have been paying attention, you know already that they're on meth.
Although, John does say that he doesn't have any teeth because of a underlying health condition.
That he doesn't?
No, like, he says that he has some genetic disorder that affect his teeth. And that's why he doesn't have any teeth. But he also does admit to doing meth. So
okay, so he just did a lot of meth, and the studio gets blown up.
Yeah, long story short, his Joe Exotic's studio gets blown up that has, like, all of his footage, all of his video footage, all of the reality TV show stuff. This is where it gets weird.
Alligators, too.
Alligators were in there. Apparently, he bought them from Michael Jackson.
What?
You didn't hear that?
No.
That's not in the documentary, but since then... It's been online that he had bought three of them. I thought it was very sad when they go to John Finley, one of his husbands, and he says that he lost seven of them crocodilians.
So seven of my crocodilians.
Seven of his crocodilians.
He looked sad.
He looked very sad. That's seven another one.
Of his crocodilians.
I trust him, man. I feel like he's honest and open.
He called them crocodilians.
He looked truly sad telling us. Like, he seemed like, I know, well, we'll talk about him in a minute, but he seems like everything he's saying, it's coming from the heart.
Yeah, he does. So, this was definitely, the cops had a set fire. It was an arsonist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Rick said that he cried. He dropped to the floor and cried because of his footage.
Do you believe him?
I do believe him.
I'm going to say I don't know. I don't know who I believe. I might have to talk through it. Think? There's a lot of different theories here on who blew up the studio.
All right, well, Joe is rehearsing, before we talk about the theory, Joe's rehearsing how to tell the camera that his alligators died. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, he kept messing up.
Yeah, just...
He couldn't think of that inferno word?
Yeah, it was a lot.
He's trying to say something about an inferno.
It was a lot for me to watch. Joe thinks that Carol did it.
Of course he does. He has an allegation that she offered, that there's messages that she offered, Carol offered Rick Kirkham, the producer guy, $20,000 to get footage, to like get all that footage and burn the place down.
Yeah, but where is it then, Joe? If you have proof of it, where is it?
That's true. Where are the receipts?
Where are the receipts?
Carol does admit to messaging Rick on Facebook and telling or asking him or whatever for access of the footage, but she says there was nothing ever exchanged about money.
I mean, look, I never believe her, so neither this do is I. hard for me
because I don't can't believe trust her.
But
then it, okay, so
it does look like him walking in the surveillance camera.
There's a surveillance camera where it shows a skinny guy walking.
Mean anything?
Mm-mm. I do.
He smokes cigarettes. He could have just been walking somewhere to smoke a cigarette.
I mean, they all freaking are skinny and smoke cigarettes and have bad posture.
Tiger farm, like, yeah.
I do think that he was genuinely spooked, Rick. So they go into all this shit pretty fast, but so Rick had all this, like, thousands of hours of video footage on what's his name? Joe. Joe was getting paranoid already about what? About. He said there was like some like clip of him talking to somebody, I don't remember who, and he's like freaking out about them having footage of like Ranky doing veterinarian work and he's not a veterinarian. Joe, yeah. I think, starts getting worried about all the illegal shit that was on camera.
Yeah.
And I guess he's also probably worried about Carol coming after him. He doesn't want Carol to get her hands on it. And then Rick was scared because Rick and Joe got into this big fight because Rick was like, I own all this footage.
Yeah.
It's my footage. So then Joe goes to, Joe goes to see his lawyer and get advice about it,
I guess.
That
was weird.
And secretly films it. And his lawyer was kind of low-key insinuating, I guess he wasn't insinuating anything, but he was just like pissed that like Joe didn't have access to all that footage and it wasn't his. And
yeah, kind of insinuating, get rid of it.
He was kind of making him more paranoid about like, yeah, Rick having all his shit.
Because Joe went, what do you mean?
Yeah, and then Joe makes like an offhand remark. He says it real fast in the car, like kind of to himself. Something about, I wrote it down, I'll find somebody that needs 10 grand. They can make a damn name for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is you're going to find somebody 10 grand to blow up your studio.
Right.
And frame somebody else.
Right.
I think that he did cover your own ass. You think Joe did it. So they do, a lot of people think that Joe did it.
I think that he didn't want Carol getting a hold of it. I think that he was freaked out about Rick Kirkham owning his ass. And he didn't want Rick to own his ass. Mm-hmm. And...
I mean, it kind of makes sense, especially he's so paranoid.
He's paranoid.
His own husband, John, said that he felt like he doesn't ever say, I think he did it, but he says, like, I think I know, I could see why he would do it. Like, he thinks that he would want sympathy and attention and that maybe that's why he might have done it. And it would make sense because then he starts all these GoFundMes.
Yeah.
I just can't believe, honestly, that even, I don't even know who did it. Joe probably did it. But if Joe did it or if Rick did it, why would either one of them want, I mean, some of that footage was probably really good. And
Rick
Joe
probably
is a narcissist.
Want it burnt up. Think about it. If he was really spending all of his time there, which he was, why would he burn up, why would he waste all of that time? Why would he burn up footage that he was planning on using for a show? Why would he do
that?
Well,
if Carol really did pay him $20,000 to
do it.
Not
worth it. He could have made more than that from a show.
That's actually a good, very good point. Okay, then maybe two, the other reason.
He had spent so much time.
True. Time, effort, money, passion. That's more than $20,000. Or he was just genuinely so scared that Joe was going to kill him or something that he had to.
But the alligators too, I don't think that someone would do. I think Joe would do it because he knows, for the fact that he knows that it would make it that much bigger of a deal, like, because they killed the alligators too. I think that he would sacrifice his alligators to make it seem like it was Carol.
Ooh, good point. Yeah, he's on a mission to bring Carol down. And at this point, Carol's already sued him for $1 million.
Well,
Carol's already taken his assets.
Maybe the alligators didn't even really die.
No, they showed them on stretchers. Like, they news coverage. Like, yeah.
Okay, well, I think that he did it.
And John did say 7 crocodilians. Okay, so Carol sues Joe's mom.
So hold on. Some dude rebuilt the studio. Can we talk about that? Oh my God. $8,000.
For $8,000.
Rebuilt a $120,000 building.
He also kind of something like that. Alleged that he thought Joe did it. But
yeah.
He said he did it. He was like holding a snake the entire time. He's clearly like a reptile person.
And a bird?
I didn't notice that.
I think
that.
He had a bird on his shoulder. Is that the guy that was talking with that ball python in his arm?
Yeah, and he had a beard. He wasn't that old.
Yeah, I think he had like a bird on his shoulder.
Oh, wow. Because
I remember thinking that makes me nervous because the snake could eat the bird.
Weird. He must really like reptiles and
birds.
Amphibians.
Sounds like birds.
But yeah, he built the whole thing. He said it was a $120,000 job. He built it for $8,000.
And they asked him why. Charged.
What did he say?
For the animals.
For the kittens. He wanted to pet all these tigers, he said. I got to be close to tigers. That's why he did it. And he said for the animals. Like, for the reptiles.
Okay, that was so weird. Yeah, Carol's suing everybody, including Joe's mom.
She sues... Somehow, Joe gets sued for illegal transfer of assets because he starts trying to put everything in his mom's name. His mom was shook up in that video.
Oh, yeah, she was.
I feel bad for her. And she had a tiger shirt on.
Yeah, she did.
And the dad was holding her hand the whole time. But then the niece...
Which, isn't this the same dad that told him... That he better not be at his funeral? Remember? Joe said that his dad said that.
Yep.
Same dad?
Good memory. He did say that. That was when he was like 17. Maybe they came around or something.
Maybe, I guess, but his dad wasn't wearing a tiger shirt.
His dad didn't say shit, but he did hold his wife's hand the whole time.
Yeah.
What were they? The niece. They keep going back to Joe's niece. And Joe's niece is saying that Joe is the one that drained his own mom dry. By, like, putting everything in her name, and I don't really know. But, basically, Joe's running out of options here. Like, he's getting backed into a corner by Carol, and he starts breeding more tigers. Because, basically, Eric says that Joe's only way of income is... Because Carol took his trucks and took his buses and all that shit that he would go travel and, like, take all those cubs to malls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she was taking... The income from him, essentially, and so he started breeding more tigers so he could do more cub petting, I guess, at the house? Wildlife preserve?
Yeah, which he did.
And they couldn't afford it.
So he starts breeding these tigers, and I really don't like that part.
I don't either. And that's when Cowie starts bitching again. That he says it costs $60,000 to $70,000 a month to feed the cats, and... The trucks weren't doing good, and Joe was, like, off his rocker all the time, and they just weren't getting very well cared for.
They pulled those babies out with, a rod, dude, and pulled them to the fence.
Oh, yeah, that part made me super nervous.
They were taking them away from the mom. Like,
are you crazy? I thought their neck was going to get broken.
Me too. That made me really nervous.
Yeah, they say you have to take it away from the mom immediately, or otherwise their little trick won't work. But,
Well, it makes me sad.
Really sad. It's the whole thing is just devastating if you think about it too hard. But also, Eric said something about feeding the wolves. Do they have wolves?
I don't know what the fuck they had. I didn't know they had alligators, so they were burnt up. So.
Yeah, he said something about feeding the wolves. Maybe he was just using like an idiom or something, but that part threw me off. Ooh, you know who Howard looks like?
Who?
Mitch McConnell. Did you already say that?
Yeah, he does, but no, I haven't.
I said that little turtle, Mitch McConnell.
Yes, I've been trying to figure out who he reminds me of.
Oh, he sounds like Will Ferrell.
No,
all you have to do is close your eyes.
No, he doesn't.
I promise he does. So then Joe and Howard, they like start negotiating shit.
Yeah.
But then Carol is like, nope, I want your mom's house too.
Yeah, Carol, give it a rest, dude. Give it a rest. Like when that one lady was like, saying how she was surprised that Carol actually, like, was going after the money.
Mm-hmm.
So am I. Like, what are you... What's the... What? Who cares? You're a freaking multimillionaire.
I think she's just ruthless. I think she just literally wanted to take everything from him.
Then be ruthless, but don't act like you're some sweet little bitch.
Don't wear your little flower headband to Congress.
Yeah.
She wore her flower headband to the Senate.
Get real. No one is taking you seriously, fucking Lana Del, fucking, like, you wish.
The jig is up. We all know you're not that nice.
We all know you're not Lana Del Rey, so take the flower crown off and relax.
Ugh. She better not try to sue us. I don't have any assets.
I don't have any fucking assets. Probably haven't. My Nintendo Switch? That's not even an asset, really.
I've got some Bud Light in the fridge.
What do I have?
You can't have it.
You can't have any.
You can't have it. Alright. So Joe is like crying about it. And actually, when Joe cries, like, I believe him. I don't think he's faking. He's crying in front of a screen. I think the part with the brother in the background took me a minute to realize he was on, like, a green screen.
No, I think his brother was in the background. Cry.
And he was crying about Carol taking everything from him. And
I think he can make himself cry. Or he really believes that it's Carol's fault. I think he really
Oh, I think he believes it's Carol's fault. I think he convinces himself that he didn't burn his shed down.
I think he is an actor. We'll get to that next episode.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm interested.
You don't remember?
I have the world's worst memory.
Oh my god.
Oh, I remember. Yep, I know what you're talking about. Okay. All right, now I have to start talking about your very favorite character. I might have to go on a fucking break before this.
For real?
Not really.
Fucking Jeff Lowe.
Fucking Jeff
Lowe. Who is this tool?
That was your first name on him?
Yeah. Fucking Jeff Lowe, who is this tool rich guy that comes to save the zoo. He's an investor.
He wears a bandana under his hat, okay? He never takes it off.
He's got a weird pleather coat on.
He has 14 cats. He drives a Ferrari. I said he gives me sketchy vibes.
A red one.
He flies back and forth to Vegas all the time. He's a swinger. He likes to party. He wears True Religion jeans.
He takes ecstasy.
Yeah, he's like 55 and he's doing ecstasy still.
Rumor is he has a jet. He's got a girlfriend. They use tigers to bait people.
They call him the Godfather, really?
No, nobody calls him that.
Nobody calls him that. He's like, hey, what can I say? Girls like to pet cats, huh? Yeah. There's a lot of pretty girls. They show a lot of pictures of a lot of very pretty girls.
I'm not going to lie to you. If somebody was like, hey.
Petting cats in hotel rooms.
You want to come to my hotel room? We have drugs and a tiger. I'd be like, you know what? I'll go.
I'll go
pet a tiger.
I guess if I was like 17,
if I'm in Vegas and I'm at a hotel and I'm probably drunk because I'm at a casino and somebody was like, hey, you want to come see a tiger upstairs? And his girlfriend? If I was talking to his girlfriend and she was like, there's a tiger upstairs, I'd be like, oh my god, show me.
Wow.
If that girl came up to you and just started talking to you, we would be
her best friend. That's the scary part. We talk about it all the time. Well, I talk about it in my head all the time. Like, Karen and Georgia talk about it all the time. When it's a couple, it throws you off because you think you're safe.
Yeah. I mean, it's not
especially
like,
if a girl is coming up to you.
And people were safe. They were swingers, but people were safe. Nobody got killed. It's not like they were killing people.
I guess
people.
You have to take into account. It's your choice to go up and pet a effing tiger.
I would go pet a tiger.
You probably are
taking
the own risk. Do you think they made them sign waivers?
Yeah. I don't know. They got pictures.
Like, they've got to have some kind of waiver you have to sign in case one of them, like, accidentally hurts you. I mean, they're not full grown. They're babies.
Yeah, they're babies.
But
they're
still freaking cats with, like, huge claws. They're tigers.
Yeah. I would go pet one. I think it's a good strategy. And then if they started getting weird on me, I would just tell them I have to leave now.
But they weren't doing it for free, Nat.
Well,
I mean, unless they were doing it for sex or drugs, but
I might.
It was a business, so they had to have been charging these people.
I don't know.
And then there's this scene where, like, it's basically like a party bus that this guy Jeff and his wife or whatever, Lauren, do together. They drive around a party bus with tigers on it for drunk people in Las Vegas to go from, like, casino to casino.
That looks like a lot of fun. I would do it.
But they've got to be charging out the wazoo. I'm sure a party bus in Vegas is expensive anyway, but with tigers?
Well, that's where drunk people are spending their money. Can you imagine how
and
much money they
can get? Can I ask a weird question? What are they doing about the pee and the poop in the cat? Like, those cats have got to stink. They're tigers. They're what? I mean, they're tigers in captivity, but
they take care of them like little babies. I don't know.
But have you ever been around a wild animal? They stink, no matter what. They're wild animals.
Their environment stinks. I don't think they stink.
They pee and poop all the time. Have you ever been around a horse? Yeah. They just start pooping for no reason.
Well, how many tigers have you seen poop?
I haven't really seen very many tigers. I really
don't. They will urinate on you. I remember that.
So, do you think that they just pee and poop, pee in the party bus and nobody cares?
Cats, maybe they can be trained to use a litter box.
I mean, they're probably very smart, right? I don't know.
They're probably trained. Yeah, they're trained. You can train them to be in movies and you can train them to use a litter box. They're cats.
I don't know. They don't live indoors.
Nah, they do. When they're babies, they're like in a little baby pen.
Yeah, I didn't like the way Joe talked about those little babies.
I didn't either.
He was like, all I do is make this noise online. I had to go sleep in the effing studio. Well, you chose this profession, bitch.
Yeah. Give me one or shut up. Yeah,
shut up about it. Like, they're the cutest little things ever, and you're not taking care of them.
You're actually lucky that you left them alone all night. Tigers in front of your face like this, and you shouldn't be. It should be illegal, but you're doing it.
And those poor little guys, they were like 12 of them, not 12, there was like 5 of them in a little, like, cardboard box, basically, inside.
Yeah. Well.
All right, I might not need a break. I might just need to walk away for 1 second.
We're almost done. It's almost the end of the episode.
True, but I'm losing steam. I hate Jeff.
I only had 2 more notes.
Really?
3. Okay. That Joe starts using Jeff for his money, clearly. He becomes Jeff's bitch. They don't really say how they meet.
Yeah, I was confused about that, too. I wrote that down. Like, how did they meet?
They don't really get into that, so I don't know.
Jeff explains when he first comes on the scene, like, basically that Joe was in financial trouble, so he came on to help.
And but like, where did he come from?
Exactly, I don't know. And they brought in, well, he came in with his girl, and they brought in that guy, Alan, who I do want to talk about. But and they decided it would be in Joe's best interest at the time to put everything in Jeff's name, because Joe was so worried about Carol taking everything from him. So that would have to, like, restart all the lawsuits because they basically changed over, I think, his assets, the actual property.
Okay.
So everything's in Jeff's name now. So, I mean, I immediately got weird vibes from Jeff. Like,
I do too.
He's just a sketchy dude. You can just tell.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
Also, the mansion. So they apparently had this huge mansion, and they, like, have a scene where Joe's on the phone explaining it to somebody that, like, Jeff wined him and dined him and took him to, like, this crazy mansion in Vegas that supposedly was Jeff's, that had, like, an indoor pool and shit, and Jeff bought all the stuff for Travis, like, all the weed and other stuff that Travis needed, so I'm assuming, like, meth. And then he found out that the mansion was rented and that he was behind on his Ferrari payments and he didn't have any money, according to Joe.
I mean, that's probably true.
And then that girl is in bed, is in that weird hotel room bed, and she's like, Jeff stole the zoo.
He said, I'm sorry, what command? Jeff stole the zoo.
Jeff stole the zoo. And she's got a cool bicep tattoo.
You missed the part where Jeff said, fuck Howard.
Oh, I didn't. It's right here. Oh, I didn't say it. Never mind.
Fuck Howard and his little... I can't say it on air.
I hate that word.
I'll get in trouble. I'll say it, but not on air.
The C word, wife.
Yeah.
That part was kind of funny.
Look.
He got heated really fast, and he was like, you know what? Fuck Howard and his bleep wife.
And then Jeff stole the zoo.
Yeah.
We bought a zoo. He stole the zoo.
He bought the zoo, then stole the zoo.
He stole the zoo that we bought.
Oh, man.
I'm so sick.
You end every episode.
I'm so sick. I'm not physically sick this time. I'm still mentally sick of this show.
Linda.
And we still have like 4 episodes to watch.
This is our job.
I know, but like... You already watched the 5th episode while I took a nap, so I'm going to have to go home and watch it and take notes.
You can read my notes. I mean, it might all come back to you. Also, we do have people that want to come on and talk about the show with us. So maybe that'll spruce up your step. My friend Craig wants to.
sorry.
Maybe you can help us because we hate Jeff. Craig wants to talk about Jeff.
Okay, I just don't know. Maybe that would be the next thing that we should do then.
There's only like 7 episodes and we're already on episode 5.
No, there's a new episode now. There's 8.
Okay, that's not that bad.
We have 4 more to do. Think how long it's taken us to do this for. We can't make this an
8-week episode. Yeah, but we had a weird setback. Journey. Whatever. We had a weird setback with me. I wasn't able to do recording for a few days, but I'm back in the saddle.
Yeah, but now I'm starting a new journey.
Wow, you're quitting the podcast?
Starting May, we're going to have to kind of get crucial before May 4th because that's when I need to start stop bullshitting.
You're starting a new class that I can help you with. It's going to be awesome.
You don't have internet.
I'm going to have internet by May 4th, duh.
I can't, this is the problem. I can't focus on internet here. I mean,
there's
I can't
like focus 12 on million here. Rooms in this house.
I know, but I can't do
you
it.
You could
because
literally
I know
go into an empty room by yourself and close
these
the door.
These rooms don't have furniture.
Not yet, but every day it gets a little bit better.
Well, you know what? Maybe what? Now we could somehow move one of those yellow chairs upstairs. True. And get a fucking desk from Walmart and build it like
we don't even need a desk from Walmart. We have okay guys, we're getting in depth on this, but I don't have a lot of, I just moved into a big house and I don't have very much furniture. I moved from a tiny house to a big house, no furniture, but there's stuff at mom and dad's. There's a recliner, I have 2 desks at mom and dad's, I just need to go get.
But you would need
table.
To leave me alone and not distract me.
Oh, I can do
like
that.
For hours.
Hello, I do that for a living.
I don't know. I don't know.
No pressure. How can you focus
just,
at home?
I do it in my room on my bed. I have a whole setup on my bed and I just turn on music. This like lo-fi hip hop beat.
Oh, that's
music.
What I do at work when I used to
be working. So
you could literally come to a room up here in this house and close the door and like not hear me at all.
There's gotta be furniture though.
Well, yeah, there does have to be furniture.
And he makes a lot of noise, too.
Yeah, but he'll be with me. Like, I'll be doing my own thing downstairs.
Yeah.
I don't come up here very often during the day. I have been more recently, but even if I'm up here doing stuff, like, we have, like, this really cool sitting room up here. You could even set, well, this is an open space, though, so if you're really easily distracted, that might not work. But I was going to say, even if I'm up here doing shit, if you have a door closed in any one of these bedrooms...
I don't know. I think to feel comfortable here enough to do my schoolwork, I would need, like, a decorative rug and some kind of lounge chair in a room and another lamp.
Dude,
and some
do it. Desk. Go for it, man.
I don't have my stimulus check yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can get... You can, that room over there is huge. You can... That can be... That's your favorite room anyway, right?
Yeah.
That could be your office space.
Okay.
Yeah, we're revamping this old house. We still don't have a name for it, but I got a new attitude about this house.
Me too. There's a lot of... There's still a stink bug situation that's going to have to work itself out, and I would like to turn that party deck into a yoga deck.
Yeah, that's actually a really good goal. Quarantine status, I need to start doing yoga.
Doing it in the morning again. To start your day, like with the birds chirping and stuff, is so nice.
True.
I did it once.
I hike now.
I hike sometimes.
Sometimes I hike. But yeah, I think that's a great idea. I started recording my girl Wailana yoga so I could start doing it. But honestly, I need to go back to the chiropractor once. I was like a little nervous to get restrained into it because my hip. But I'll be fine. I just need to continue doing my exercises. But anyway.
Well... This was episode 4 of the Tiger King recap. We still have like 4 episodes to do, so.
Leroy's barking.
Leroy knows when to end the episode.
Alright, sorry Linda's so sad.
Sorry I'm sad. I don't like doing work, and this takes a lot of work, and Leroy is making me kind of nervous right now with all the barking.
We love
loud.
You guys. We'll come back happier soon.
I'll be happy next time. See ya.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.